If you're ready for a new job, let Express Employment Professionals help you. Express is already hiring for summer jobs in a variety of industries. Job seekers never pay a fee at Express. Go to expresspros.com to find your location. That's expresspros.com.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
B. Mitch and Finley, 106.7 The Fan. Big day as the Caps really need a win down in Raleigh. Game 4 tonight, 7 o'clock, Caps-Canes. If you're looking for somewhere to go watch, Grant and Danny are going to be at Caddy's. They're doing their show there at 2 o'clock. They're staying there until the game ends. So Caddy's in Bethesda, great wings. If you're looking for a place to watch with other Caps fans, head on over.
Yep.
Right now, though, I am really fired up to get on the Rude Guest Hotline. Welcome in Hockey Hall of Famer Dino Ciccarelli to the program. Dino, I got to start, man. I used to go to Caps games in Landover at Caps Center, and we would chant your name. Those Caps teams you were on were really fun, and you were always such an excellent player and would engage in with the crowd and everything. Thank you so much for making time. How are you?
I'm great. Thanks. No, thanks for having me. Yeah, no, I had I think I ended up playing 4 or 5 years in Washington there. Great times. We Brian Murray was the general manager. We had great teams. We got to the semifinals the 1 year, but we had a lot of injuries, so that kind of hurt us when we ended up playing Boston. But great memories for myself and my family when we were there, for sure.
Absolutely. You know, I've said this, and I'm not a hockey historian, but for me, on a personal level, I loved watching you and Al Iafrady, and I feel like you were the best talent we saw in this city until Ovi showed up.
Well, I appreciate it. You know, I end up getting 600 goals, but it's compared to the rest of the history of the game is good, but compared to Ovi, he kind of blew by me with 300 goals more than I did. So. I appreciate the good words.
Looking at Ovi, you know, when you look at that talent, how does you being a hockey like legend, you know, we look at it, we are amazed and see things. When you look at it, what do you see?
What I see is, because I feel very similar to Ovi in a couple ways. Like, we grew up as kids, you know, obviously we started loving the game. I'm originally from Canada and he's, you know, from Russia. But as a goal scorer, you grow up, you love scoring goals. And it starts as a kid and it goes, you know, right into when you're in the pro level where Ovi's at right now. And what gets me, and I was the same way, every time Ovi scores, you know, there's passion there. He loves scoring, and you can see it on his face. Mm-hmm. He kind of celebrates after every goal, and that's a great thing, you know what I mean? I played the same way. It's not easy to score a goal in the NHL, and yeah. when you do score, you know, it's no different than guys getting touchdowns in football.
Yep.
You want to celebrate, and, you know, Ovi's got the passion to play the game. You know, I'd be the same way, and Ovi's the same way. He'd play for free if he could, you know what I mean? And he loves playing the game, and it shows.
Absolutely. Talking with Dino Ciccarelli, Hall of Fame hockey player here on the Rude Guest Hotline. Dino, have you been watching these Caps playoff games and kind of where they're at now going into a really big game 4 tonight in a tough barn in Raleigh and just kind of what you think this team needs to do?
Yeah, I got to be friends with the coach. You know, we met last year, and then we've stayed in communication. And I'm still a big hockey fan. Obviously, I still watch all the games on TV. In fact, I'm coming to DC. I'm coming Tuesday. I'm going to be there for Game 5. staying up at National Harbor. Well, I guess we have a mutual friend there with Mike Beasley.
Oh, yeah.
That guy's up at National Harbor.
Yes.
Bees is a legend, man.
He's a legend. That's right. So, yeah, we're doing an event. There's a couple ex-Capitals coming in. Larry Murphy. Remember Larry Murphy?
Sure.
He's a Hall of Famer. They played for the Caps. Dennis Marook. And then, obviously, Peter Bonder and Rod Langway, you know, they live in the area.
That's
so, yeah, we're
crew.
We're I'm coming back. We're doing these events with MGM. You know, they get a bunch of their customers. And, you know, we'll have dinner up at the casino and maybe a round of golf or two and then head up to the game Thursday night. So, yeah, I'll be in town. And, yeah, I've been definitely watching the games. And, you know, around the whole league, it's funny. And I told the coach the other day through a text, So many goals are going in, you know. They're going in last minute, and a lot of goals are being deflected or hitting bodies. And I just threw a little advice to him. You know, I'd like to see these guys just crash the net a little more and get more pucks to the net, you know. But, you know, they've been in situations like this before. You know, the momentum swings both ways. If we can get a win tonight, the Caps can win. Obviously, momentum will be on their side coming home for Game 5, and I'm sure that's the way they're looking at it. They're going to tighten up a little bit defensively, and I think they'll be okay tonight for sure.
Well, Dino, you just made me feel like I know a little bit about hockey. I said the same thing that you just said. Throw more pucks at the net and crash the net.
Dude, the puck's got to get to the net. You throw bodies in there, and these goalies can't see it, and, you know, who knows where it's going to go. I made a living scoring goals like that, and I feel like that's a lost art. I don't see enough guys doing that, and I just don't understand why. You got to pay a little bit of a price, but that's part of playing sports, though.
Absolutely. Talking with Dino Ciccarelli here, Hall of Famer, played for the Caps, was just electric to watch on the ice. When you were playing, obviously the game was really rough. What's it like to be a goal scorer in the playoffs when the physicality really ramps up, but like the fighting kind of has to dissipate, so it's a little harder to protect guys? What is that shift like?
Isn't it crazy how the whole, you go from regular season to playoff and everything intensifies, you know, that much more. And goals are harder to come by. Space tightens up. You know, sometimes, you know, guys get a little nervous, but that's why we play the games. That's, you know, it's kind of what we just talked about too. When space is limited like that, and you see it all around the league, there's some, you know, weird goals going in. They're hitting two or three players, or they're going in off of the goalie's, you know, back or side of his leg. And so, I mean, why not do the same thing? And especially when goals are hard to come by, and you know, it always gets tougher, and you know, you end up having to pay a price to get results in the playoff, and you know, it's not easy. You know, it's the hardest trophy in sports to win, but again, I've been through these situations so many times. You get down 2-1, and the fans kind of get down too, you know, because they get a little nervous. But
oh yeah,
it is a big game tonight. There's no question, and I think I definitely think you're going to see a different Washington team tonight and come out with a little more fire.
Looking for a job is lonely. Endless searching, phone calls that go nowhere, applications that vanish into thin air. What if you could link with dozens of local companies who are hiring right now with just one connection? That's Express Employment Professionals. Find us at expresspros.com. One connection, endless opportunities, and no fees ever for job seekers. Express Employment Professionals. Expresspros.com.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up. But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin, or what that clunking sound from your dryer is. With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Yeah, I think so, too. I think they need it, right? I almost, because they played so well in the first period Saturday and weren't able to get anything done, and then the rest of that game just got away from them, I feel like not only do they have to come out fast tonight, I feel like they have to score first and kind of get on the board first, maybe quiet the arena down. Do you see that also, or does kind of the timing of the goals not matter as much as getting them?
No, it does. You know, especially you're in the visiting team's ranking. You're dealing with the crowd and all the emotions and stuff. And the other thing too is the, you know, when they get a power play or they get a penalty kill, it's very important that you get some results on your power play. You know, you may not have to score, but if you're moving the puck around pretty good and you're getting opportunities, then that's a good sign. And on the flip side, you know, if you got to kill a couple penalties, you know, obviously you want to stay out of the box. You don't want to take an early penalty and put Carolina on a power play. That'll just, you know, that'll be a bonus for those guys, especially in their own rink. So, you know, they're analyzing everything to death. You know, the coaches are, and they know they're going to want to come out in the first 10 minutes or so and kind of quiet the crowd down, and hopefully they do score the first goal, because that would be a big confidence boost for sure. There's no question about it.
Yeah.
Well, and, Dino, you mentioned that you've become buddies with Caps head coach Spencer Carberry. He's obviously a young coach, and I feel like kind of in the Ovi era, there's been a lot of cycling through coaches. Trotz, you know, was here, was able to get it done, win the cup, and then, you know, that thing went sideways for whatever reason. I feel like Carberry's the best coach they've had, certainly since Trotz, and we're watching however long Ovi wants to play, he gets to play, but I feel like Carberry could be the coach here for a long time and build, like, this next version of the Caps, too.
Well, yeah, you know, it's funny because if you go back to the beginning of the year when, people are picking teams around the league, and I don't think anybody valued or at the time thought that Washington, the Capitals were going to be very, you know, how good were they going to be? But that's, you know, that's a credit to, Brian McClellan, too. He's the president now. He was an old line mate of mine, too, back in Minnesota days. He was my left winger.
That's crazy.
So, yeah, but so between their whole staff and the players they brought in, you know, and then with Spencer, his coaching style, it's a really, you know, it's a compliment to the whole organization. You know, I believe Spencer, he's probably going to win Coach of the Year, and he deserves it. And that's, you know, that's awesome how they've put that whole roster together, and then he's obviously taking charge as a head coach and putting his system in play, and it's paid off.
Absolutely. I just, it's an exciting time. Playoff hockey brings excitement on a way that, like, very few things can generate. I'm going to indulge myself for one real quick here. This will be the last question for me, Dino. Talking with Dino Ciccarelli, Hockey Hall of Famer, absolute just lightning on the ice for the Caps for four seasons. Scored 112 goals as a Washington Capital on his way to over 600 NHL goals over his career. Alan May is a friend, and I've asked Alan about Ally Afraidy back in the day. Was I Afraidy as wild as I believe he was, both on and off the ice?
Yeah, I can give you 2 hours and I could make you laugh the whole time. But Al, you know, Al was he was a big man anyway. You know, a defenseman, and you know, I think when they started that whole hardest shot in the All-Star game, you know, he won that. I forget how fast he was shooting that puck, but. Quite a character. He's a great guy, actually. You know, he lives in the Michigan area, so I see him often, and he hasn't changed. You know, he's like a big teddy bear, and he's a good friend, and he was a great teammate as well.
Perhaps most importantly, does he still have the mullet?
He does still have the mullet.
love that.
I remember Al, you know, after a game, you'd go have a beer after the game or something, and he'd be sitting there, and he'd have like a glass of water, he'd have a shot of whiskey, he'd have a coffee, and he'd have a beer, and then he'd be smoking a cigarette. And he just goes right down the line. He sips one, sips, go to the next one, and then has a dart, you know, and then...
Mayday told me, and forgive me for not knowing specifically, like, kind of, you know, the 40 time in football where they measure the speed by 40-yard dash? Whatever right. that was, whatever that metric is for hockey, he said, I afraid he would always be the fastest on the team, and while he was waiting in line to do that lap, he would be smoking a cigarette. Is that accurate?
Oh, yeah. It is accurate. Yeah,
that's old school, baby.
Yeah, Al was a roommate. He was my roommate in Washington, so we're good friends as well. Yeah, so there was a few guys back in the day like that in between periods, you know, or they'd go outside and everybody's smoking a cigarette, you know. So a lot of the old timers used to do that. But Al was
incredible.
Al was definitely one of the old timers for sure. He'd have probably a half a deck probably by the end of the game. You know, I don't even know how many cigarettes he was smoking.
That's just incredible, man. Well, Dino, thank you so much for making
time. You, Dino.
Appreciate Bees for putting us in touch, and I really look forward to meeting you someday. You brought a lot of smiles to a lot of DMV kids' faces watching you play for the Caps, man. Thank you so much.
I appreciate it. I'll be, like I said, I'll be up there Thursday night for the games and for the game. And I know, I mean, this is the best time of the year. You know, fans get nervous when teams down 2-1. But again, a win tonight and everything goes, it flips the other way. You know what I mean? And then we're back in the driver's seat.
Absolutely. How about this, Dino? Maybe we're able to talk again when the Caps are in the Eastern Conference Finals.
That'd be great. Anytime, guys.
All right, awesome. Man. Appreciate
Thank you so much for the time. Really appreciate it.
All right. Have a good one. Thanks.
All right. The great Dino Ciccarelli joining us on the Rude Guest Hotline. If you're watching on the stream, you can see me smiling ear to ear, and they're big ears.
Oh, that's a big old smile right there.
Yeah, man.
Damn.
That made me feel like a kid again. Dino wearing 22, I Afraid he wearing 34. Those were fun times at the old Cap Center. Nobody go anywhere. We're going to football at noon.
If you're ready for a new job, let Express Employment Professionals help you. Express is already hiring for summer jobs in a variety of industries. Job seekers never pay a fee at Express. Go to expresspros.com to find your location. That's expresspros.com.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America, for America.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.